Hey, is it all right if I come in? Are you sure? I can leave if you want. It's no trouble. There's plenty of empty rooms. All right, I'll just sit next to you on the bed. Did you enjoy dinner? Yeah, the chefs might have been slightly overzealous. It isn't often they get a cook for important occasions, so we could probably feed an army with the amount of food they made. I was a bit overwhelmed myself. Oh, and make sure to tell me if there were any dishes you really loved, and I can have them saved for you. Otherwise, they'll be given to the castle staff with the rest of the leftovers. Yes, I saw you eat several servings of that. I'm glad you liked it so much. I actually made that one. I don't usually cook much, so it's very encouraging to hear such praise, especially from you. Took me a few tries to get the recipe right, though. I kept using too much heat. What? I thought it would cook faster that way. I mean, it did, just made for a crispier meal than I'd expected. How are you holding up? You've seemed slightly out of it all night. Everyone else was laughing and smiling around the grand table, and you just sat there next to me, hardly saying a word. I know you didn't shy from my touch, but it was clear you were uncomfortable. A few times it even looked like you were about to flinch away from me. I would be lying if I told you that didn't break my heart. My husband shouldn't feel unsafe in his own home. And I would like to think that you consider this your home now, because it is. Even before everything that's happened, you were always welcome here, always welcome at my side. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I don't like seeing you so distressed, sweetie. If there's anything I can do to make this better, please, I'll do it in an instant. Listen, I know this isn't ideal. You've been put in a very difficult position, one you really haven't gotten a say in. This whole affair moves so fast. No one's had time to adjust yet, you least of all. I mean, you were only coronated months ago under the worst of circumstances. I wish I had been able to go to the funeral. I'm told it was beautiful, that the restless wind carried their ashes into a cloudless sky, and afterwards, all around were silent in mourning, that even the trees stopped rustling out of respect. Your parents deserve no less. No, they never liked me that much. And the relationship between our two countries was still somewhat rocky then. It didn't feel right. I thought it would be better to send my condolences from a distance. Recently, I've started to question that decision. I should have been there for you at least, given you a listening ear, a shoulder to lean on. We could have finally caught up after so many years apart. Reminisced about the old days, you know? Happy memories can soothe the soul. They do for me. Forgive me, I assume too much. I doubt you think about those childhood fancies anymore. You have larger problems on your mind. Issues of state, diplomacy. I understand. My thoughts are consumed by much of the same worries. Uneasy lies the head that wears the crown, no? Only I've had a little longer to adapt to the life of a ruler, to become accustomed to all this ceremony. It can still be very jarring, though. Sometimes I feel like I'm being propelled by a will greater than my own, this shifting, swirling vortex of all the people in this country, their hopes and desires, their fears for the future. On bad days, I wonder if it's really my own life that I'm living or if I'm just going along with what I'm expected to. I imagine you can relate to that. Please, it's obvious you feel like you've been forced into this. No? What about when you took your oath to me? It was an awfully dutiful delivery of lines, as if it were some edict you were told to give. If there was any devotion in your heart then, it was to your people, not to me. It seems like you've buried your desire in order to fulfill the role of king, just given up on a life filled with love so you could embrace one of service. But it doesn't have to be this way. I don't want a marriage of political convenience, and I doubt you do either. It would be better if we could return to the way things were before, not just before the elves turned their eye toward your lands, but, I mean, all the way back, when our worlds were still full of mystery and potential. You remember, don't you, how often my family used to visit? Yes, it was all part of some grand plan to create stronger ties between our countries. Only you and I got along a little better than they were expecting, didn't we? Gods, the mischief we got in. Or I suppose I had to rope you into it most of the time, but still. And I wasn't really that bad. More often than not, I was just trying to show off. What? It worked, didn't it? I had you following along at my heels in no time. You've always been cute, you know that? Just an adorable little human. It's so fun to play with you, sweetheart. I'd forgotten how much I loved holding you down, seeing you struggle beneath me. By the way, I am sorry you had to partake in that, ritual earlier. It's an outdated tradition. It's only really practiced by nobles now, but for important occasions like this, people can get stuffy about silly customs. You must have felt really embarrassed being wrestled to the ground by your new wife. No, I was thinking the exact same thing, actually. It reminded me how we used to come back after a day of wrestling and fighting in the gardens, and our parents would scold us for getting our clothes covered in grass stains again. Oh man, I could still remember that look on your mother's face when she saw us like that. Yeah, and she'd always grumble about how she didn't understand why we couldn't just play board games. I think my parents were even more freaked out than yours, though. To us, it was just a harmless game, right? But they thought I was becoming too attached to you, and our games were too similar to orcish marriage rites. And closer ties with the neighboring nation is one thing, but I'm not sure they were exactly excited about the prospect of having you in the family. I wonder what they'd think if they saw us now. Not too surprised, no. I think the circumstances would shock them more than anything. They were probably expecting us to have eloped by now. Didn't really work out that way, though. To think you'd be here now, not as an old friend, but instead a glorified bribe, I'm sorry. I know that must sound artificial coming from me. To you, this is all my fault. You're too kind for your own good, darling, but I'm not sure I deserve your forgiveness. The truth is, I could have done more to try to stop my advisors. I should have drawn a firm line, told them an equal alliance could never happen this way. I'm the queen, for God's sake. They'd have listened to me. But during negotiations, I mostly stayed silent. And you know what the worst part is? Somewhere in the back of my mind, I think I liked the idea of finally getting to see you again. So, now you know. I'm not the same girl you used to play in the woods with, who was quick to smile or strike out onto an adventure. I've become a selfish woman, willing to keep the man I care about like a bird in a cage. You despise me, don't you? It's all right. You can be honest. Sweetie? No, don't let go. You caught me off guard, that's all. Missed you so much. Having your arms around me after so long, God, it just feels right. Just so many years wasted apart, and I didn't even try to visit you. I always assumed I wouldn't be welcome in your home, that the happiness we'd shared was gone forever. We didn't used to care about upholding archaic traditions or acting like royalty. You'd simply take my hand and let me take the lead. You trusted me, knew that wherever we went, we'd go there together. Can we ever get back to that? Maybe it's naive to long for something so childish, but I don't care. I love you, and I want to make this work. So tell me, husband, will you be mine? My lover? My doting mate? My partner? Boy, that's it. He's into my arms. Let me have my way with you. Mm. Oh, honey, you're shivering. Am I going too fast? Is it just too overwhelming feeling my body's on your hands like this? That's it, lover, give in. Yeah, do you like when I rub through your pants? Good boy, you've already gotten so stiff for me. Those desperate whimpers. It's all right, you can grind into my hands. That's it. I'll moan into my mouth. Shh, don't squirm, darling. I'm just taking these stuffy pants off for you. Oh, my cock is even better than I imagined. And believe me, I fantasize about this moment plenty of times. Oh, God, you're even leaking a little bit. You were waiting for this, weren't you, baby? Feel my fingers wrapping around your shaft, stroking you. Don't lie. You came straight to our wedding bed after the dinner. You knew exactly what I was going to do to you when I got here. I'm sorry I kept you waiting, but I never stopped thinking about you. Every time one of our ambassadors came back, I'd have them tell me about the lovely prince. I kept asking so many questions about you that after a while they started suggesting taking those little meetings over tea. I'm sure it was no secret among the court that I was interested in you, and not just as a neighboring monarch. Guess I shouldn't have been surprised by this, that they insisted your kingdom gift you to me. They needed something to bind our people together, and guess the members of the court thought I'd be happier with you as my husband. I was slightly overenthusiastic to receive news about you. Although I will say my ambassador's reports these past few months have been troubling, you know. Elf scouts seen crossing the border, whispers of raiding parties heading toward your villages. Now with the United Cities in tatters, there's no buffer to hold them back. The elves attacked, your untrained military wouldn't be able to stop them. I'm so worried about you, darling. The elves are brutal, without honor. They cut straight to your capital, enslaving anyone they could get their hands on, and when they finally reached you, I can only imagine the price a king would fetch in the markets, and I tried not to think about that. It's okay, though. You don't have to worry about that anymore. Just relax and let me take care of everything. Good boy. You feel me teasing the head of your cock, rubbing you with the palm of my hands? You're safe with me. I won't let anyone else ever touch you, baby. You're under my protection. The elves will have to face orcish steel if they dare attack now. Oh, sweetie, do you want me to go a little faster? Yeah, I'll stroke you nice and hard. So work up a big load for me, got it? Here, why don't I lube you up some as well? See how easily I slide up and down your cock? Why are you giving me that look, baby? You already miss having my soft lips pressed against yours? Yeah? Then open your mouth. Come on, open up. Good boy, keep looking at me with those needy, expectant eyes. Oh, baby, you really like drinking my spit that much? Yeah? There, make sure to swallow it all. Oh, I want to see you go over the edge, love. I'm going to make you squirt all over my hand, okay? Huh? You sure you want me to stop? Oh, good boy, saving your load for me. As a reward, how about I let you taste me? Does that sound good? Look how excited you are. My adorable human. I really do love playing with you, seeing that noble facade collapse into submissive bliss. And all I had to do was whisper a few sweet words into your ears, and you completely melt for me. See? I might as well have you on a leash. Actually, we might have to revisit that idea, but not yet. Right now, I just want you to watch as I take my dress off. There's that desperate need in your eyes again. Do you want to touch my body? Run your hands up my abs? Go ahead. I've already toyed with you so much, it's only fair you get to feel me too. God, you look so reverent. I'm even more toned than you expected, aren't I? Well, it's been a while since we last saw each other. It's only natural that I get stronger. Run my biceps too. Take it all in, darling. Every inch of me. This is the body of the woman who owns you. Here, let me lie down on the bed so you can get between my legs. Oh, good boy. I'm already dripping because of you. That's it. Use your tongue, love. Take in my scent. Feel yourself getting harder with every breath. Do you like how I taste? Oh, by the way, you're laughing at me. I guess I already know the answer to that. Yes, suck on my clit a little too. Oh, good boy. Fuck. Is this how you imagined your wedding night? Face pressed up against your wife's pussy, servicing her? Did you stroke yourself at night thinking about doing this to me? Wishing I'd finally claim you? Oh, yeah, stick your son. Oh, yeah, stick your tongue inside me, eat me out. Oh, I'm sorry it took these circumstances for us to be together, for me to make you mine, but we both should have tried harder to see each other, to get past these pointless fears. Maybe it wouldn't have ended up like this. I never wanted you to be forced into marriage with me, no matter how much I wanted you. Oh. But I have you now. You aren't going anywhere. Oh, God. Oh, good boy. Oh, I know you love feeling my hands in your hair. Oh, your queen's gonna grind into you. Oh, you're moaning into me. Oh, fuck me with your tongue, sweetie. Yes. Oh, shit. I'm getting close. Yeah, I'm gonna mark you with my essence, pet. Oh, good boy. Clean me up. There you go. Good boy. Your face is a mess. No, I like it. You look like a little slut covered with your wife's cum. How are you feeling down there? You haven't gotten to come yet, so you must be going crazy with lust. Don't worry, I wouldn't leave you like that, all stiff and leaking. Plus, there's no way I'd be done with you so soon. This is a special night, darling, and I plan to celebrate it by using you again and again until you forget we were ever apart. When I'm through, you might already see me that way, but it can't hurt to remind you. Oh, ready for another round? This time I want you to come inside me. My precious husband. Get on your back. Just like that. Relax into the sheets. Now I can climb on top of you. This is where you were always meant to be, love. Pinned beneath me, your arms held down so you can't move. Good boy. I'm gonna rub myself up against your aching cock. Oh, God, it feels incredible to finally mount you. Put my darling husband in his place. It's a little embarrassing to admit, but I even got a little turned on during the ceremony. It's just, when we were wrestling, I couldn't help think about it, how I was going to manhandle you later, and how helpless you'd be against me. Huh? I knew it. Really. I thought I felt you starting to get hard right there in front of everyone. Oh, don't be ashamed. You couldn't help it. I had my legs around you just like this, pressed up against your manhood. Only our clothes kept us apart. Oh, yeah. Of course you'd react to being held down by a strong woman. I overpower you so easily. Even if you tried to push me off, you couldn't. Oh. Oh, those sweet whimpers. You love being used like a toy, don't you? Showing that adorable, needy expression while I tease you. But only for me. Because you're my human. My husband. My man. To lavish with affection, comfort you when you're feeling down. Every night, you'll drift to sleep in my embrace, knowing you're safe and loved. Shh, darling, I know. I know how much you care about me. I tried to forget that once, thinking the pain of longing would disappear with those memories, but they never went away. My want to be with you just grew as time went on, stubbornly, insistently, until it became this burning need. I don't know what I would have done if this marriage hadn't happened. You're right. We would have ended up here eventually, even without the pretext of an alliance. You were meant to be mine. Oh, good boy. Oh, gotten you so slick with my juices. I bet I could slip you inside me with a single thrust. But we can stop here if you want. I don't want to rush you. All this was so sudden. You can tell me anything, got it? If you're feeling pressured or uncomfortable, we can go straight to bed, no questions asked. I won't hurt you, baby, no matter what. I thought you'd say that. Yeah. You like the thought of being treated rough? Then I won't hold back, slut. Oh, good boy. Begging to be claimed. Watch as I guide you inside me. Oh, that's it. Almost all the way. Oh, fuck, you feel so good. Oh, your cock is throbbing deep inside me. Oh, and the way you're moaning my name. Oh, I can't wait to make you even more of a mess. Oh, I want to break you, sweetheart. Yes, keep moaning my name. Say it like a prayer, as if I might give you mercy. Oh, who owns this cock? Say it. Good fucking boy. Oh. Walls of my pussy are clenching around you so tight, massaging that cock. Oh, I'm practically milking you. You wouldn't be able to resist even if I let your arms go, would you? Oh, my docile little human. Oh. Oh, come here, darling. Your queen needs to feel your lips again. Oh, I love you. I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, good boy. Hold on to me. Hold on to me while I fuck you. Oh, don't ever let go of me. Oh. 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 Oh, such desperate cries from you. Oh, do you want to buck your hips? You need permission first, though, don't you? That's right. I'll only give you permission if you promise to come inside me. Good pet. Oh, thrust as hard as you can. Oh, pound into me from below. Oh. 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 Oh, that's it. Thrust hard, baby. That's it. Oh. 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 Oh, it feels like your cock just got harder inside me. Oh, you getting close? You about to come? Yeah. Oh, I want you to come with me, sweetie. I want you to blow your load as I squirt all over that perfect cock. Oh. 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 Oh, that's it. Oh, that's it. Oh, you got me so close. You gonna come with me? Oh, good boy. Just a little longer. Oh, I know you want it. Just a little longer, my love. Oh. 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 Oh, that's it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're gonna wait for me, aren't you, baby? Oh. Oh, I know. I'm riding you so hard. Holding your hands so tight above your head. Oh, sprawled out for me. Oh, I love seeing you like this. Oh, it's making me so wet. Oh, you're thrusting that big cock. Oh, it's gonna make me cum. Oh, good. I'm almost there. Almost there. Good, good, good. Oh. That's it. Oh. 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 Oh, good boy. Good boy. Get it all out. That's it. That's it. Oh, baby, you look completely spent. I didn't go too far, did I? Good, because I was planning on tying you up next time. So many things I want to do with you, to you, but they can wait. You should get at least a little bit of sleep before the sun rises. Tomorrow will probably be just as busy. The council members always find more work to be done, more reports that need to be read. Hey, it's all right. You'll have me there to keep you company. Maybe I'll have you sit in my lap while we work. What, don't you think that'd be cute? It'd certainly show how well the alliance is going. Here, let me move off so I can lay beside you. Move this way, I want my little spoon. That's better. You wanna hear something funny? Well, you know that big garden by your family's castle? The one we used to play in all the time? I keep dreaming about it. Really. at least once a month for years now. Nothing actually happens in the dream either. I just walk around the garden looking at the trees and flowers. It's very detailed. When I brush my fingers against the petals of a flower or pick an apple from a tree, it's like I'm really there. I can feel everything, every gust of wind, every ray of sun. I mean, I'm sure it's changed a lot, but I bet I know the garden as well as you do now. Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure it means anything. Only it got me thinking, maybe we could plant a garden here too? This place could use a bit more life, frankly. Plus then we could picnic outside, or just sit together and read. It'd be nice. A little reminder of the past, but a promise to the future. You don't have to think about that just yet. Right now, I just want you to fall asleep in my arms. Sweet dreams, my good boy. My king.